Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spurred Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
We ask for your unfailing presence, Lord. We request that, Lord, you be with us. We request that you glorify yourself in our lives and in our meeting. Father, bless us. Help us to be doers of your word and not only hearers deceiving ourselves. Deliver us from self-deception and help us to walk in the light of God. In Jesus' precious name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. It's a blessing. Let's take our seat. Shibababu shatalaba katalaba. Zigros tabrada shatalaba hata. Shanda bada bada bada. Shekatalaba sundelebu shataya. Zigras tobrosh. Shantalaba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. I just want to thank you for coming. I'm very glad to see you here. It's a blessing to have you in church so that we can do our work of edification to the body of Christ. For we have been given as gifts unto the body of Christ for the edification of the body. Hallelujah. And it's a great opportunity for me to have this privilege to do this assignment tonight. And I'm glad to come your way once again this evening. Hallelujah. Oh, it's beautiful to show appreciation. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to do it well. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We started something this morning. We started something very wonderful. What was the title? Advantageous opportunities to Satan. Advantageous opportunities to Satan. And we understood that the enemy, according to 2 Corinthians 2:11, is looking for what? Advantages. Hallelujah. So, and you see, the Bible says that deceiving and being deceived. So you realize that you think that you have deceived somebody to have the person, but what you don't know is that you have also deceived yourself and you don't know. Hallelujah. Lest the devil should have an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of the devices. You need to understand that Satan is very subtle. The Bible says it clear that the devil is a subtle devil. As it is a word. As I was studying the Bible and one day and I came across a word astute. And I started looking into the word astute and I realized that the word astute has a lot to do with Satan. Satan is very astute. Amen. He has what Bishop Dag will call serpentine wisdom. And the Bible requests of us to have that kind of wisdom at certain times. You know, the Bible has spoken about three animals that we should be wise as, or we should be as. Number one, the Bible talked about we being wise as the serpent. Is that not it? And then being humble, the wisdom of humility as the dove. And then we should approach the camp of the enemy as a sheep. Wow. And these are all three realms of wisdom, which you have not thought about. But tonight I've exposed you to it. Or I've exposed it to you. Go and look into it. The wisdom of the sheep, the wisdom of the dove, and the wisdom of the serpent. Our approach, he said, I'm sending you like a sheep among what? Wolves. So your consciousness of the fact that you've been sent as a sheep among wolves will let you know how to build your defensive systems and your security, and know how you hide and where you hide and how you are going to do things. Unfortunately, we approach the world, we do things in this world, forgetting about that wisdom. Least do we think about the fact that we have been sent as sheep among wolves. So we do everything like, without that consciousness. That's why we fall prey. And then when we have gotten there, there is another wisdom we are supposed to operate with. The calmness, the humility, the meekness of the dove. The meekness of the dove, which we are supposed to possess. Unfortunately, we are not able to also come to that point. And then, we being wise as a serpent. One of the wisdom of the serpent is to hide and flourish. A snake can be in this room for 5 years and you will never know. And it will be chewing all the rats and everything that are in the room, hiding somewhere and then flourishing, becoming fat and big. So sometimes there is wisdom not to go and put banner outside. 21 days, you have to do 21 day fasting, so what? What is about the public, this is about it? You understand what I'm trying to say? You hide and you flourish. And the church seems to also be losing that. We think that advertisement is the key to church growth. Hallelujah. But one of the things I know, that the initial thing is, you see, I've realized that to grow well, or to grow a church, is not about how well you advertise it. Hallelujah. The church is actually built by God himself. The Bible says the builder will build, but whatever he builds, if it is not God, it is in vain. So you will see the building coming up, but all that he's building is in vain. Hallelujah. He said, the watchman, you will watch. Not that he will sleep, you will watch. But all the watches will be in what? In vain. So when you see a building going up, and somebody building a big church, and somebody doing this, don't be too happy to conclude that it is God building it. Because one day, it might be in vain. Maybe it's not the Lord. Is there a key of wisdom? It's not the Lord. So you don't become threatened and shaken. The Bible says that, I, Paul, I have planted. But Apollos, that's what? That's the watering. And who brings the increase? It's the Lord. So when it comes to church growth and church building, it's the Lord. So it is very important and necessary that you connect with the Lord. I say, you do what? You connect with the Lord. The most important factor is the Lord. The most important factor. Tonight, if you forget anything, don't forget the fact that the most important factor is the Lord. If you are building your house, if you are building your marriage, if you are building your finance, if you are building whatever building you are building, it is who? I say, it is who? It's the Lord. That must be understood. Now, when we miss all this wisdom, you see, the scripture says in the book of Deuteronomy, it said, the word of God is your wisdom among the nations. It's your wisdom among the nations. When you sit down, the Holy Spirit begins to open up the word of God to you. You realize that you are not just reading letters. You realize that you are receiving life, a certain life. And actually, the wisdom of God is what brings the excellency of the eternal life in us. That's the truth. Dealing with situation the way God deals with it. And when you do that, you give eternal life the opportunity, the Zoe life, the opportunity to express itself mightily. Hallelujah. He can take advantage of it. And by the time you realize, you are down. But the Lord shall defend you in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall protect you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we spoke about the fact that if you are fatherless, fatherlessness is an opportunity. We serve the Lord. It's an advantageous opportunity. It means it's an opportunity which is an advantage over you. The devil will get over you an advantage. Hallelujah. When David got to Saul, Saul asked him, who is his father? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Many of us are vagabonds. No father. And then we are just going. Baller boys. When you talk to them, oh, I don't need a spiritual father. You are just ignorant. And because of your ignorance, the devil will take advantage of you. There's a man of God in Ghana who had been preaching, you don't need a father, you don't need a father. Not too long, last year. He was hit by something terrible. And now he ran to the senior men of God in Ghana that, oh, they should come to his aid. What are you talking about? Be careful. You don't need a spiritual father. The Bible talks about it. Jesus said, what I see my father do. When Jesus came in, before he started ministry, and the first time he mentioned father and brought God into the matter was when he started working in the house of God. He said, why are you looking for me? Don't you know I must be about my father's business? But before that, the people used to call him the carpenter's son. Amen. You see, fatherhood is actually, without a father, there is no existence. Without a father, there is no existence. You can never exist. Oh, come, let us adore. Thank you. Oh, come, we sing it like a church. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you stand on your feet and sing this one unto him? Somebody say, let's take our seats. Shabba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. The number 2 point which will let the devil, Satan, have an advantage over you is for you to be shepherdless. So the first one is fatherless. The next one is what? Shepherdless. Living without a pastor. Living without a pastor. Hallelujah. Ask somebody, who is your man of God?
Job
Jeremiah 3, the verse number 15. What does the scripture say? Let's all read it from the board or from the screen. Ready? Go. Did you hear that? And I will give you pastors according to my heart. And the work of the pastors is that they are to feed you with knowledge. It means that by reason of a pastor, you must be delivered from ignorance. And by reason of the deliverance of ignorance, lest the devil takes advantage of you. Oh, if it's a good thing to clap, clap. There's no problem clapping. The entrance of thy word brings light and illumination. And Paul is saying that, lest the devil takes advantage of you, for we are not ignorant. So the presence of ignorance is what gives the devil an advantage of you. And God says that, I will give you pastors after my own heart. So nobody chooses a pastor for himself. God chooses pastors for us. Why is it that there are some pastors, when you sit under them to hear, it is not every man, every person that hears, listen to me, that gets blessed. That's the truth. It is not everybody that listens to Pastor David that gets blessed. There are people, they will never want to miss a message by Pastor David. Hallelujah. The last time I shared a podcast, people were like, thank you. People were happy. Some people sent me feedbacks. They were very excited. Meanwhile, I was struggling with certain people in my church to even listen. How many of you know the episode for this week? No, it's not confession. What is it? See? It's very easy for them who are in front. The gospel of the kingdom, yeah. It is very easy for those who sit by the gate of beautiful to remain lame there. Whilst people are passing into the, they'll pass the gate and enter into the temple and go and pray. And then you are sitting by the gate of beautiful. Your life is not beautiful by the gate. There are people, the Bible said that Peter said that, and he met a man by the gate of beautiful, but yet the person's life was not beautiful. So you can belong to a good church and yet you don't see anything good in you. It's very easy. Hello? You see, to prosper in a church is not by just because the man of God is preaching good or whatever. It's you making deliberate effort to go along with the oil that is released in the house. So some of you just go about celebrating, my pastor is powerful, my pastor is this, my pastor is a prophet, my pastor is that. Whatever your pastor is not what you are until you key in. Am I preaching? And the pastors are supposed to feed you with knowledge and what? Understanding. Knowledge and understanding. And when understanding is in place, what does it bring? No. What does it bring? Establishment. Wisdom shall build a house. Knowledge shall finish it. He said, understanding shall establish it. So establishment is a product of what? Understanding. So for you to get born again and remain in the faith and be strong even no matter what, you must make sure you are staying under a who? A pastor. Unfortunately, some people got born again and fell into a quack pastor. They came head on with a quack pastor. And by the time they realize, they are falling again instead of getting born again. Amen. And that is dangerous. So you should always, that's why when I pray, I thank God for the church I belong. I thank God for my pastor. Lord, I thank you for Reverend Dixon Sapon. Lord, I thank you for such a, because he taught me well. This man could preach and you could see that the message is melting into your system. I thank God. Because I could have found myself at a certain church whose pastor's name is somebody knows. Somebody knows. Amen. That's the name of the pastor. Somebody knows. What do you think? And then you can become anything. And by the time you realize, instead of following Jesus Christ, you are following an angel. An angel. An angel. Hallelujah. So it is a good thing to wake up in the morning and say, Father, thank you for KMC. Thank you for Pastor David. Thank you for Reverend Eunice. Thank you for Pastor Yima. Thank you for Pastor Hannah. It is a good thing to thank God for the church you find yourself. Some of you will think that me, because I need a church, they speak English. It's not true. Actually, the reason why we are speaking English is because God wanted to attract you. Who stop? What do you think? Who stop? Today there were Nigerians in the church. What about them? What do we do? Luke 22, the verse number 31 to 32. Let's quickly get it. You need a pastor. See, I need a pastor. See, I love my pastor. Oh, I said it for you. I wish you said it yourself. I love my church. Hallelujah. Luke 22, the verse number 31 to 32 said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I, your pastor, Jesus was his pastor, said, I, your pastor, I have prayed for thee that thy faith shall not fail. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Strengthen thy brethren. A pastor needs to pray for the church members. As I was sleeping today, when I closed, I wanted to catch a rest. I was so weak. Before I realized, my phone rang. And then I picked it. Somebody said, my ankle is dying. I said, oh, so pastor is there. We can't rest more. Your uncle is on my church. I said, who is he born again? He said, I don't know. I said, go and do that assignment. That one is more important than the pastor's prayer. What do you think? Yeah. Some of you, let me tell you, when your relative is sick, don't be thinking about prayer for healing. No. Think about prayer for salvation first. Are you born again? No, brother. Say, baby, I will do no. And you're warning contact. I want to lead you to Christ. Jesus died for you. Do you believe it? The blood of Jesus is speaking for you. Do you believe it? Your sins will be forgiven if you accept him as your Lord and Savior. Are you ready? The moment the person says yes, say this after me. Lord Jesus, blah, blah, blah. After you pray, Father, heal him. If he is healed, glory. If he is not healed, you know he is saved. That's the most important thing. I'm telling you. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. Hallelujah. We can spend anything. I was talking to somebody and he said, we spent 120 million on my mother, but he has still died. Wow. Meanwhile, I need money to buy church land. If we are told you bring that money, you will think the pastors are quack. One of the things I realize is that she ba 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 ba. She go to lobo shatala. Oh, kokroko, ye wa ye. Oh, kokroko, unyu mani na na se. Era ni wo fata. Oh, fata. Missi unyu mani na da. What I was saying. Oh, Father, me say, oh, kokroko, me yiwa, ah, oh, kokroko, oh, me da, oh, unyo me ni, na. Now listen to me. As long as there are fake pastors, is an enough evidence for you to know that there are genuine pastors. How did you know these ones are fake? It means you know genuine. And thank God we have a genuine pastor. By the grace of God, our pastors are very genuine. These ones committed, dedicated, blessed, anointed. The word is in their tongue. It's on their lips. And that is a pastor. Amen. So don't be disturbed and don't be confused that there are plenty. Actually, the empty barrels, they make the most noise. So the fact that they are all over the place, and this one, and bring this one, and do a crunchy like that. And listen to me. God is not just interested in giving you healing, no. God is interested in you becoming a healer. These are pastors that take advantage of people's weaknesses. The fact that you slept and you saw somebody coming to sleep with you, he said, hey, you are supposed to buy 2-3 oils and combine this one with this one, and 12 o'clock in the night, take 3 steps and, oh, what is this, brother? Take 3 steps and after that, watch the watch. That it goes something, I mean, plenty. They will say things that you, when you miss one and the thing doesn't go, he says, I want to be an engineer. Make us a watch in a quick can out to now. What to be to now? Soft Bakum is Anuntia. Anuntia. We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Child of God, be very careful because hellfire is there. If you are not a pastor and you see a pastor and you are duping people, be careful. Hallelujah. You need a pastor, you need somebody to pray for you. So that the devil doesn't take advantage of you. The devil wanted to take advantage of Peter. And Jesus had to pray for Peter. Jesus had to pray for Peter. And some of you, you don't really show it. You don't submit to any pastor. You do you move your life any way you want it. No. It shouldn't be so. You must move on the instructions of a man of God. Very important. One day, I'll quote the scripture. I'll show you. It's part of the whole thing. A king was going for battle. And then he invited all the about 400 prophets to come and prophesy. The prophets who always prophesy good things about him to come and prophesy. And when they came, they all prophesied, oh, king, it's well. It will be well. And then they went for prophet Micaiah. And when Micaiah came around, he looked at the man of God and said, oh, it is well. It will be well. And then the king told the king of Israel, told the king of Judah, I said, you see, I told you, this guy, this one cry. And then before he could say this one cry, the king said, thou sayest the Lord, hey, this battle will be perilous. You will die. And the children of Israel will scatter upon and say, man can. Then he said, I told you, on the country, I go on permanence. On the country. And he didn't listen to the king. And went, and he died. I mean, the prophet, and he died. He actually died. Listen to me. As long as God has given us prophets who prophesy in this country, God didn't leave us empty without the spirit of discernment. We are able to discern which prophecy is from God and which is not of God. Yeah. First Peter, he said, "What? Be sober and do what? Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour." The devil is looking for people to devour. Amen. So the Bible requires that we should be what? Sober. Without soberness, brother, you cannot be under a pastor. You can't, because many a times, many of the things we want to do, they are very contrary to what our pastors are instructing us to do. Is it not beautiful for you to buy your own plot of land? Is it not beautiful? And pastor said that bring the money. We want to buy God's land. Bring the money. Hallelujah. And me, I've set the pace. All the lands I have, I've offered them. So let's sell it to do this. Amen. I believe in that. The truth of the matter is, I see, there are eternal things. But you see, there is a way to liquidate physical things into eternity. that people don't know. Because if you know it, you will. It's like the way you convert your CDs into dollars, knowing that it has more value. Hello? Any physical thing, including your time, everything around you, you can liquidate it or you can translate it into eternal time. So, like, I have a plot of land. I can decide, well, I need to. The Bible says, build your treasures in heaven. Build your treasures. I can offer it. I may look stupid in the eyes of everybody, but that day when the Lord shall appear, then we shall know that, wow, I thought I was just giving it on the basis of kindness. I thought I was just giving it. But what I actually did was what I translated it from the realm of time into eternity. Now it has become more valuable. It can be with your time. It can be with your offerings, your money. Jesus was in a church and he was able to recognize a widow's offering. You know when a widow is giving an offering, because it's one of the way they put their hand in the basket and put the money in there. But Jesus was able to, because it had an impact in the realm of eternity. And Jesus said that among you, this one has given well. Why? Because she gave all that she had. Not that she gave the biggest hole, but all. She gave 100%. Others gave 20%, and their 20% was 10 times bigger than the widow's own. But the impact it made. So you can convert. Hallelujah. You can change many things. You can swap the currencies. Are you listening to me? The number three thing is godlessness. 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 The Bible talks about the fact that we should walk in godliness. But for the devil to have advantage of us, we end up walking in godlessness. When we go into godlessness, then it means that the enemy, it is very easy. Some of us, we are not godly at all. There's no godliness about us. No godliness. The only time people know that this girl, she's a Christian, is when you carry your Bible and you're coming to church. But apart from that, you are not godly at all. You have to be godly. Godliness. Godliness. The Bible says that he has given us all that pertains to good living and what? Godliness. The devil likes taking advantage of people who are not godly. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, save me. And bring me the wisdom of godliness. Hallelujah. Ki baraba sheko tolobo shataya. The Bible says that godliness with content is a what? Is great gain. Romans 1, the verse number 18. What does it say? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Is that not it? The wrath of God is revealed against what? All ungodliness. And then when you come to 1 Timothy 4:18, he said, bodily exercise profit but little, but godliness is what? It's a great gain. It is profitable unto all things. Godliness. Se wonni ye se urade. Urade urade wo wo nyoma de wo ye bi urade urade. You see everything in your speech. You could see scriptures in your work. You are manifesting scripture. Godliness. 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 The Bible says it's a great gain. And it is profitable unto all things. Profitable. It means that it can work in the area of academics. It can work in the area of your work. It can work in the area, any area. You can be godly and not be ashamed. Godliness. and the workplace, you're not godly. And before you realize, you're accepting brown envelopes. You're accepting brown envelopes. You're not godly. You have to be godly. If you fail to be godly, the devil will take advantage of you. The devil will take advantage of you. And some of us, brother and sister, after acquiring hairs out, you think you can do anything. You're working with this sister and you're tightly like that and things are scratching you. And godliness, oh brother. You see, I'm not saying that it is bad, though, but what I'm saying is that the thing that you are putting yourself into, godliness. The Bible says that it is profitable unto all things. Godliness. Say in your office. I mean, when they take your phone, by the time we realize there is no worldly song on it. When you begin to live like this, it becomes very hard. Because when they put on your TV, it is not about Pragya. It is about God TV. It's about Inspiration TV. It is about Miracle TV. It is about Power TV. It is about which one? Give me. Precious TV. Power Line. Bishop Dark Healing Jesus. Break. Prophetic TV. Love World. When we put on, your television, it is about Dunamis TV, Zoe TV. These are the TVs you are watching. Godliness is on your TVs. Godliness is on your radio. Amen. Which one be TV? We are talking about Dominion TV, Dunamis, Zoe, godliness. I'm telling the truth. Somebody says that me button me share I show movie. You like watching things where the men are deceiving the women. You deceive us on godliness. Have you realized that nice movies, many nice movies are not godly movies? They're not godly. Listen to me. The devil can never have an advantage over you if you are positioned on these things. Amen. Positioned over these things, trying to always focus. The Bible says that set your mind on things above. Mumu bi muti bi she TV ana fe mu hwa komfo. Akomfo de no. May the Lord empower this church with so much money. This church, a time is coming, Some of you, you will travel in threes. You will plan a holiday outside. Charlie, let's go. Let's go to the safari. Let's go and have some wild safari. Let's go to Mexico. Let's go to America. Let's go to South Africa. It will happen in Jesus' name. I say it will happen in Jesus' name. Some of you will travel out of this country and go for conferences abroad. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. You are so godly that your money, some people travel and they go and watch Bayern Munich. You are so godly that you travel and go for Pastor Chris conference. You go for Bishop Oedipo conference. You go for Bishop Dal conference. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Godliness. You can't say Bayern Munich niches. What are you talking about? Yes. We become so godly. When I was coming, I was talking with Pastor Imam. He was telling me about a lady, a very anointed young lady, who a certain boy, he's not a brother yet because he's not born again, was really pestering and chasing after. And just around the time the guy almost had the lady, he also came into the scene and they started sharing the word. And the lady's heart started changing and decided, I don't love this guy. And one day, the guy was coming around. Listen, the guy was coming around. So the song that when he goes there and the guy is inside the room, he has to sit outside and wait. That is somebody who is determined for a soul. Wait for them to finish whatever they do inside. And then next, this is how it was. One day, the guy was coming around, and when the guy got behind the lady's window, he heard, play the string, open it. So he heard the strings going on like that. And the lady was like, Shatala Bakataya, Rebeko Tolobo Shataya, Rebekatala Baraba, Shekete. So the guy went there and listened, and then he turned back. Godliness can suck demons. I said, godliness can suck demons. You are so carnal. That's why the devil is taking advantage of you. And you have allowed people to let you feel very, very odd, thinking, We have to be spiritual. We have to be godly. We have to be spiritual at all times. You have to be spiritual. I know what I'm talking about. You have to be spiritual. Send a test message. How are you doing? By the grace of God, I'm blessed. That's a godly test message. Wow. How was your day? It was so loaded with graces. Wow. So, what's up for today? God is up always. Say, what's up for today? I said, God is up always. What is it? You must be godly. You must be godly. Hello. Blessed morning. When I greet people like that, they get confused. Blessed morning. Okay, Pastor. Amen. I won't stop. I won't stop. As I do, I only what? I won't stop. You must be godly. Lady, why are you showing your breast? Why are you showing this part? Why is it godly? Why? And you have done this, and you have taken. Meanwhile, you know that your this is just spaghetti, and you have done. What are you up to? What are you? What do I want to see? What do you want us to see? Tell us. The devil is just taking advantage of you, either against you or using you against another. I'm talking about advantageous opportunities we grant the devil. I've come for quarry, Heza. The brother is sitting down, and you know every part of your body is there, and you are sitting on the person, and you are sleeping on the person, and this brother is looking at you from this angle. What are you trying to tell the brother? Hey, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying to you. This is what I'm telling you. This brother too is serving the devil an advantageous opportunity. Can't you get up from there and realize that electric power is going through you? And you are pretending all is well, brother. Why won't you have wet dreams? You go and have wet dreams, and he said, when I slept, somebody came to sleep with me. And then the prophet will also get advantage and they deceive you. Those kind of prophets. Don't let us serve the devil with opportunity. I said, don't do what? Don't let us serve the devils with opportunities. There are some, brother, the way you are, there are some ladies, you should not even hug them. I'm telling you. Me and Kancho say, oh, Krasini, you are a Krasini who go to heaven. Jesus says that if your right hand is worrying you, I beg, cut it off. It is better to go to heaven with one hand than to go to hell with two hands. So you are a Krasini, and you are a Krasini, you are heaven, and who he has seen, you will be a near be, you will be hell. I'm preaching, I'm talking about godliness. advantageous opportunities we serve the devil. Some of us. There's another point. The kind of group we keep. The kind of group we keep. We are going to stadium. You are going to watch football match. And the kind of car you are sitting in. And you're going to sit at the club. And you are there with your phone. And you are drinking. Oh, that means I was just sitting there. You are a fool. You are just a fool. Pastor, what are you talking about? Okay. In fact, you are cursed. Oh, you don't know that. Ready? Go. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Is it there? Is it there? Number two, let's continue. Nor stand in the way of sinners. Is that one too there? Number three, let's go. Nor sit in the seat of what? Scornful. You are sitting there. You are standing there. The Bible says that those people don't do this. They are blessed. So if you are not blessed, you are cursed. You are sitting there. No, that did not mean me. I was just sitting there. I was just playing with my phone. Why in the this? How this ungodly car is less of so what? If you would tell me you would sit in your abongre and go to heaven, sit in your bone shaker and go to heaven, it is far better than to sit in a limousine and finish in hell. You don't know. I'm telling you. Amen. I'm preaching some things. You think that those people, they are, you see, there's some group of guys, they look like in town. I mean, when you are with them, then everybody sees you like, hey, like you are a certain girl of a class. You are a foolish girl of a class. You are just a foolish girl of a class. These people are ungodly. They are highly ungodly. And sometimes, one day, I don't like talking about these things. I don't like preaching about things like this. And they'll be holding you some weepy and Christian sister. Ah! Amen. And this brother who is unbeliever has woke you and the way he's. Ah! Ungodliness. You are just serving the devil opportunity. Yeah. Opportunity. Pastor, many nanya shio, but they won't need me say, or clear me, na sakram. You serve the devil opportunity to kill somebody. It's not always towards us. Sometimes he uses us against others. That's one thing you have to understand. Jesus for all people. I said, when we are going for mission, we don't want trust there. Not that we don't know how to do it. We can wear our trousers, but when we are going for mission, there are some people who don't understand why a believer should wear trousers. So, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. He will know what it means to wear your trousers. What salvation has trousers said God to do? I mean, can just imagine? No, maybe your wisdom. Amen. Your wisdom. Am I preaching? Yes. If you're not very careful, you would die. Look at 1 Kings 22:29. 1 Kings 22:29 to 32. There's a story there. I think I told you a story about King Ahab and Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat almost died because of bad association. He said, so the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went unto Ramoth Gilead. Let's run. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle, but put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. Verse 31, rush. But the king of Syria commanded, for the first time, the king of Syria, this is the order he gave, commanded his 30 and two captains that had rule over his chariots, saying, fight neither with small nor great, save with the king of Israel. See, mamu mi obi a mo hwe ohin na mu kunu ohin su na mo bi instruction se me message o jatade ba wo sha hin tade ne enko wo ka kire na danfo na danfo no be sra no no anyoku bone wo se wo sha wo sha hin tade no ne enko. They didn't know that that was a decision they were the Syria king was going to take. And for the first time, the king said, "Actually, I couldn't wait here. Munku or Hene Kwa, but I'm sure Hene Tia Yewe." So when they went into the battle, they were looking for the king. And they saw one dressed like a king. So they started pursuing after Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat started running and screaming, "I'm not a king, no! I'm not a king, no!" And before they realized, no, no, that's not the king. Say, "Yin Yamia, not just in Jehoshaphat." And when they turned, they saw the king that he has now dressed like a military man. Wow. Ungodly association. It serves the devil opportunity to have advantage over us. Who is your friend? What do you befriend yourself with? Not only human friends. The kind of films which are your friends. The kind of music which are your friends. The kind of conversation you befriend yourself with. The kind of website you have befriended yourself with. Who is your friend? Some of us, our heart is full of worldliness. 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 You know everything that is happening in the realm of fashion. And your heart is drifting. The Bible says that the women turned the heart of Solomon from God. So some of these unworldly things can turn our heart. You may be a brother on fire. Let me tell you something. When the devil realizes that something can really handle you, he will forget about what you think makes you fire. And then focus on you getting interest in this thing. Hey, the devil can leave you in this seat as a fornicator. Clerica. The devil can leave you in this seat as a drunkard, yet with clerica. Because when you say clerica, you hear, because you hear, 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 am I preaching? So don't judge your holiness and your godliness by your ushering work, by your choristing work, by your instrumental something. Whatever you are doing, don't. Jesus said, rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. Don't be happy that demons are falling down in the name of Jesus. No. That's not the ultimate. The ultimate is that be happy that your names are written in the book of life. Why don't you have a friend in the church? Tell me, what is about you? What is so different about you, brother? Why can't you have a brother or a sister as a friend? Why? And when we look at you, all your friends, worldly people, some of you, when we take your mobile phone right now, 92% of the contacts are all worldly men. Wedley. We are a phone call. Sakrai. A Christophony, we are saying. That means I will buy a Christophony and rapture before one call. Do they when you be half an down for? No. It's not proper. Hallelujah. It's not proper. Only somebody told me, he said, "Pastor, do you know something? Because of your timeline, I have gone to delete my Facebook." I said, "Why?" He said, "Pastor, when I go on your wall, now my ferry, my call delete my clear will be maybe starting for from, and I'm call like your friends. My own friends. Me when I go to my Facebook wall, I have done wild settings. If you tag me, I have to allow it before it can be seen by people. But oh dear, free bonto." Yeah. So people send me, some people send some naughty things, but I block it. I don't allow it. And some of them, they ask me, "Why do you want to unfriend this one?" I don't mind them. You don't have to explain everything. Just delete you. I don't want you again. I will unfriend you. Some of them, when you block, "I don't want to see this again," they'll send another thing. I will unfriend you. Association is very important. The Bible spoke about it, and the word of God cannot lie. The scriptures cannot be broken. It's a bad company. What do you keep in company? It corrupts good morals. What do you keep in company? In terms of music, in terms of movies, in terms of websites, In terms of, I mean, friends. In terms of communication. What do you keep in company? What is your company? What is your company? I went for a program last, was it last month? Was it last month we went for the program? Yes. And people were demonized. Strongly demonized. Because of pornography. As I'm approaching, that just that the power of God will seize them. They'll be screaming, the demons will begin. They sent me a letter today with their testimonies, saying that they are out of this. Some of them, the letter is there right now. Association. One guy, he has watched pornography. Hey, yesterday we listened to something. My wife was showing me something in the car. Yes, it's also a shape of no man is saying anything to. What's the matter? Media, a bar here is you, a civil succumb. What's the betrayal? The Nana, me to copy my dear and missing. What's the answer? Missing here too. Simis here too. What's the answer? What's my woman here? Collect once my woman, you know, Ponundi, my woman, you know. I know your physical effect, but the spiritual demonic effect. Association. Amen. Sometimes it is, man, God, sometimes it is nice the way some people in the church can laugh about people's issues up on their own. Their own is there, but they are like, "Oh, siri ni awobi ni dien, hey, oh boy, ni dieno, no happy them home. If I were you, oh, I would think about my own. Say my own. Am I preaching? I have 2 minutes." Ungodly association. Some of these things you have to deliberately do them. The Holy Ghost will not come and block the website for you. No. You have to deliberately. When I was got born again and I was coming up here, one day I told the sister, I said, "Sister, when I see you, I don't like how I feel. Can we please stop being friends?" So, "Oh, what have I done?" I said, "You have not done anything, but maybe I'm not good for you. I beg. Maybe the way things are going, I'm sure one day something will happen. I beg." "Master, not me a plain. I will tell you. Because there are some people, when you meet them, like the moment you see them, wow, now, brother, I'm telling you, the moment you saw the person, now you're muscle. Yeah, baby. And you realize that from the beginning, something is telling you, don't stay with this person. Don't go. Go. But in the name of courtesy, and in Namusan, Python, so dear. When in Namasa do diagram, do diagram, and a quorum. I hope it's well. Thank God. Oh, Mamian, oh, Mamian. Mamian, the Diaka. I didn't know any. Hallelujah. Oh, are you here? Don't be playing around that. Don't be associating with that. And there's that statement that says, "Oh, daddy, me, no, it's nothing to me. It's just a friend. Just a friend. Just a friend. Now, hey, listen to me. If he says he's a pastor, and you have been seeing certain same things about the person, master, close your eyes on the pastor and give it to him. Pah! And sack him. Do you understand? Don't let anybody intimidate you with the oil. I say, don't let anybody intimidate you with the oil. I said, don't let anybody intimidate you with the oil. Don't you know I'm a man of God? Then you must be of God. If you're a man of God, you must be of God. Don't be of me. Tell the person. Is it working? Yeah. Twelve. I'm giving you how many points? 4 points. Yes. I'm giving you 5. Because I spoke about worldliness. I spoke about worldliness. I just brushed it into it. another platform we give the devil. When we get worldly, we are so much into worldly things. Not all worldly things are sins, but they produce sins. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They produce sins. You watch out. You watch out. Worldliness. When you get too worldly, the devil has a lot of platform. As I'm talking right now, today, when we close, take your phone. Every single worldly song, delete it. Great glory. Have you remembered your own? The way you are laughing. Everyone, delete it. Because one avenue the devil, demons come into our life through disobedience, especially whilst your pastor has said, delete it, save yourself. What is about that? He said, oh, daddy, this one, they say anything. All they say is freedom, freedom, freedom. So that. And certain pastors, my brother, why are you telling me? Why did you become a pastor? Why did you become born again? How much do you know about God? Why are you getting deceived? If you can see into the spirit, I come for crying. So why are you letting her feel like you are the one now to rewrite what the scripture says? Which he said we shouldn't have association with the world. Is that not what the Bible said? So why are you coming to sing the song in church? Please, I charge you as a pastor, as your pastor. I charge you as your pastor. Let every single worldly track on your phone be deleted in Jesus' name. Amen. This amen is a very bad amen. Amen. If you fail to do it, should I continue? The way you are saying, continue. It means you will do it, and your life will be blessed. Yes, I used to struggle with worldly songs. Mix that I'm putting for my now MP3 granny in Maripo. Me koto cassette, no. Now my that many abre me charge ya like when I come to church like they preach. I go and burn all. One day I'm doing my son top across the motor. I used to like shaggy. Hey. Kenny Rogers, I used to like Donny Williams, Dolly Petty, Celine Dion, Whitney Austin. I used to have some class of people, Elton John. I used to love them. It was very difficult for me to separate. But you know, I purposed in my heart. Amen. A daughter of mine who has passed on to be with the Lord. He laughed this thing. One day during worship, play something. So the worshiper has led the song and we have sung it. Then he said that, sing unto the Lord a new song. Then according to hell, she said, Papa, before I realized I was singing, write your name across my heart. Then he remembered that it's a secular song. And said, oh, Jesus. Diabolus. Somebody shout and say, Pega! How? Just say, oh, Jesus, write your name. Now he has sent the thing into. Wow. Some of you don't know. We are normally tempted. Please, don't give yourself the opportunity to be tempted. I said, don't do what? Any song you listen to produce a kind of spirit into your spirit. If it's a worldly song, it releases spirits of the world. If it's a gospel song, a Christian song, it releases spirits from the Lord. Pastor, some of them, they come in as seed. At the right time, you will see that it will begin to work against you. And there are some things will be happening. You will never know where they are coming from. And you don't know that it is that song maybe 4 years ago you used to love. Don't joke with your Christian life. So, the first point says what? We should not be what? Fatherless. Number two, it says what? Shepherdless. We should not be shepherdless. Number three, it says what? We should not be godless. That is ungodliness. Number four says what? Ungodly association. We should avoid it. Number five says what? Worldliness. Don't be worldly. Don't be worldly. Always want you to dress the way they dress. Let me go to Pinterest and I do this. And then. Some of you, when we take your phone, all we can see is somebody whose mouth is like this. And there's that. There is no Bible scripture picture. Say, no, buy your painting not red. What you say? The one that takes off my daughter's phones. Oh. You can only see eyes which I've covered like that. What do you think they are doing? They are looking at how to paint eyelashes. And anyway, we are an effort. Don't look at my face. Look straight so that you will not be suspected. Amen. You see, as I'm talking, you see the way the ladies are quiet. They don't know whether that is me. And some of them are thinking, why did he take my phone? I'm talking about you. I'm looking here. You. Prophet, oh, oh. The prophet says, you have seen it already. Hallelujah. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So, no matter what, we eat wache, we eat wazafi. No matter what, we'll do some few pawns and eyelashes. No matter what, we do that. But you see, they shouldn't captivate our heart. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You shouldn't get worldly. No. Some of you can paint, then you change. Oh, Akosia glory. Afeid ye uno adani Akosia favor. When ni masisan ye traffic le. Sane du pick up. No. Nice. Tons na sene se mumu na. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and say, Lord, save me from every opportunity I have created for the enemy. Let the blood block the place. Let the wisdom of God come alive in me. Let the Spirit of God remind me. Help me to keep on pace. Help me to keep alive. Help me to be consistent with the word. Let me not be worldly, but let me be worthy. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice, somebody, and begin to pray. Lift your voice. Shatama katayaba. Shekatalaba baba baba baba. Shebrada satalaba katalaba shekate. Rababa baba baba. Shetalaba ungodly association. Lord, abragesegre. Deliver my heart from any form of association that is eating me, that is destroying me, that is killing me, that is destroying my life. Rababa katalaba. Somebody, if you can pray sincerely and pray seriously, the Lord will deliver you. There will be deliverance for you. there will be deliverance for you. He is the one that separated Elijah and Elisha by chariots of fire. He can easily do it for you, separating you from whatever you don't want to be with. In the mighty name of Jesus, Ramama Manda Badapa, lift your voice, lift your voice. Some of the things are difficult for you to delete. Some of the names are difficult for you to stop. Some of the names are difficult for you to block. But you need the grace of God to block certain names, to block certain contacts, to delete certain pictures, to delete certain videos, to delete certain websites. Somebody, you want to pray, you want to pray, you want to pray. Shatalabakatalaba. It is seven opportunities, advantageous opportunities for the devil to take advantage of you. But you want to pray and say, Lord, I need my salvation. I need my deliverance from these things. I need my salvation. I need my deliverance from this thing, Lord. Rababa Katala. Lift your voice and pray. Rababa. Any form of worldliness, deliver my heart from worldliness, Lord. Deliver my heart from worldliness, Lord. The pleasure of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes. Lord, deliver me. Somebody pray. Salvation. It's not in any other name, but the name of Jesus. As you call upon the name, there is safety. For they that run to it, they are saved. Let your voice, Rabba, Satan, oh Rabba, Shebalamo, Shete, Kelama, Satan. Let your voice, let the heavens hear you. 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 God is ready to save you. God is ready to save you. Let the heavens hear you. Rabba, Kebolamo, Satan, Lema, Satan, Yebaba. Let your voice, let your voice. Lift a boy, lift a boy, wrap a bird, say, deliver. He said, call unto me, and I will hear you, and answer you, and show you great and mighty things. David said, I cried unto the Lord, he heard me, and delivered me from my enemies. Come on, deliverance is from the Lord, deliverance is from the Lord. Lift your voice, wrap a bird, shut all about. It is better to go to heaven with one hand than to go to hell with two hands. Lift your voice. Rabba kata. Say to the Lord. Rabba kata. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Rabba kata. Say to the Lord.
How do I say thank you, Lord, for the way that you love and the way that you come, for all that you've done and all that you'll do. My heart pours out. Thank you. redemption in his heart.